Hello, Penny Droppers. So, I was going through security at the airport last week and I really wish that I pulled out my microphone because I noticed something that I really wanted to talk with you about, but I didn't. So I'm just going to have to insert some airport sound effects to give you the feel. So I'll cut the theme music and insert airport sound effects. How's that? Very realistic, isn't it? Okay, so I was lining up for the security and it was the one at Melbourne Airport where they have one of those new machines and you don't have to take any of your laptops out of your bag. So I plonked it all in one of those big tubs and then at the last minute I threw my jacket on top. When I did that, the bloke looked at me and said, "You can put your jacket back on." And I thought, huh, weird, okay, but I did. And then when I went to walk through to the sort of person x-ray machine, another lady said, "You'll need to take your jacket off." To which I said, "But that guy told me to put it back on." She said, "Righto, just go through." Now, rather than walking through, on these new machines, you need to sort of face one side of the tunnel thing that you walk through and you stand there with your arms and legs out, a bit like you're about to do a star jump. Are you doing it? If you assume the position. Anyway, I did that. I waited a few seconds and what do you know? The beeper goes off. And this next lady tells me that I do need to take my jacket off. Not one jacket, but two jackets. I was wearing two. It was cold. It's winter here. So I did that, put it back in the tub, and then I did the whole star jump process again, and finally I got through. But it doesn't finish there. So I'm on the other side and I'm waiting for my bag and my jackets to come through and suddenly the conveyor belt stops. My bag moves on to another conveyor belt, it's very fancy now, and it goes up the front on a little lane by itself to where another person is there ready to inspect it. And look, by this time, yeah, I'm a little frustrated, but there's something else that happens. I start thinking, gee, what have I got in there? What have they found? I wander over and I can feel that my heart is racing, which is ridiculous because I know I don't carry a gun or knives or I'm not smuggling drugs, but still, I'm so nervous that whatever the thing is in my bag that they don't like, it's going to get me thrown in jail or something. So I'm over there talking with the man and he said, "Is this your bag, ma'am?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "What electronics do you have in there?" And I said, "I've got my laptop, an iPad, headphones, a keyboard." He said, "Ma'am, do you have a microphone in there?" I said, "Yes, I do." I'm thinking, my microphone is going to get me thrown in jail. He says, "It's too many electronics." To which I said, I didn't know there was a limit. How many am I allowed? And by this stage, I'm also just thankful that they didn't find any contraband in there, or, you know, I am Tasmanian fruit can get you caught coming back in here. And he says, "It's not about that. It's that our scanner can't view them properly when there are that many in your bag." And that was it. Boom. The mic drop. So the new system where you don't have to take your electronics out has a limit, and I'd reached it. Now, I'm not here to have a go at the airport. Really, Penny? Because it kind of sounds like it. The reason I wanted to share this experience is I reckon it highlights three problems that can happen whenever we introduce new systems into our organisations. Firstly, the new system doesn't end up solving the problem it's meant to solve. The whole process for me was slower, not faster. Two, there's a limitation to the system, which isn't very hard to reach. And importantly, number three, when it fails, it's the user that's made to feel like the problem or the criminal. And just imagine going through all of the work to create a new system and only then realizing that it has these problems. So how do you fix it? Well, when it comes to security scanning systems at airports, I've got no idea. Not my bag. But it is a useful metaphor. Of course it is. So the good news is we don't need an X-ray machine because we can ask questions to find out what people are carrying in their heads or their bags, and then design systems that work. Because good systems are created from a basis of good questions that we ask before to inform the design and create buy-in and ownership, during to understand the lived experience, both yours and theirs, and reduce any uncertainty, and then afterwards to support that cyclical evaluation and improvement. And look, while none of this is rocket science, I reckon we can all name a system or a process that didn't work. And maybe that was because not enough questions were asked, or if they were, they weren't the right ones. As in, the X-ray machine wasn't strong enough to find that hidden microphone. So I reckon we need to stop looking at consultation as a tick box. And I reckon we need to start looking at it as an implementation tool. And you'll know if it's not working, if your people feel scared to reveal their experiences and ideas that they are carrying around in their heads or their handbags. When it's working well, you'll be able to implement systems that are fit for purpose and without limitations. We've actually got to get the microphone out of the bag and start asking those questions. That's all from me this episode. Don't forget to sign up to my newsletter if you haven't already. It just comes out once a fortnight. It's a bit like this, but you also get a heap of information on all of the programs that I'm running, discounts and all sorts of stuff. The quick link is in the show notes. I'll talk to you next time.